Chris Wallace interview with Trump, mask shaming, brutal polls, defunding the police. By Robert Krajicek on July 20, 2020. Dan Gaynor, Vice President of Business and Culture at the Media Research Center, joined Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlow on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily in examining Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace's latest interview with President Donald Trump. Fox News Channel included brief clips of Wallace's interviews with former FBI Director James Comey and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, during its broadcast of Wallace's sit-down with Trump. Wallace described himself as a politically neutral and nonpartisan news media figure. "You couldn't do as tough an interview with Comey," he said to Trump. "I like to think I treat everybody the same." Trump replied, "It just seems to me that you are very prone to be nice to the Democrats, and maybe I'm wrong about that." Marlow remarked, "When Fox aired it, they played clips of Chris Wallace grilling Pelosi and Comey, not to the extent he grills Trump, but asking them some tough questions, because they want to establish that Wallace is the toughest interviewer. Listen." Gaynor assessed Wallace's conduct as sort of the obligatory stuff that he does to try to stay acceptable to the traditional media set. During his interview with Trump, Wallace asked, "Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?" echoing Democrats' call for such a decree. "Wallace is not wearing a mask in the interview, even though he's with the president," observed Marlow. "I'm sure he had the test, but you never know how good the tests are." After Trump highlighted Biden's relationship to the Defund the Police campaign, Wallace framed racism in policing as an axiomatic feature of U.S. law enforcement after denying the president's claim. "Biden has not rejected left-wing and Democrat calls to defund the police. He has also called for reducing funding for law enforcement. The Biden-Sanders Unity Task Force policy outline, available on Biden's website, also calls for de facto racial and ethnic hiring quotas in pursuit of diversity within law enforcement. The U.S. must increase diversity among the ranks of police departments, so our law enforcement agencies look more like the communities they serve," according to the Biden-Sanders Task Force manifesto, which includes a call for prioritizing the recruitment, hiring, and retention of candidates that are traditionally underrepresented in law enforcement. Wallace shared a Fox News poll that had former Vice President Joe Biden ahead by 8 points at the national level. On the issues, people trust Biden more to handle the coronavirus by 17 points. On race relations by 21 points, and even on the economy they trust Biden more by 1 point, he declared. "At this point you're losing." Trump replied, "I'm not losing, because those are fake polls. They were fake in 2016 and now they're even more fake. The polls were much worse in 2016, whoever does your Fox polls, they're among the worst. They got it all wrong in 2016. They've been wrong on every poll I've ever seen." Gaynor and Marlow agreed with Trump's skepticism of polling accuracy, highlighting cancel culture as a source of intimidation targeting the president's supporters. "I know a lot of people who have told me they will not answer polls," shared Gaynor, adding that many business owners and employees do not openly express their support of Trump due to fear of political retaliation from Democrats and the left. Intimidation campaigns directed at Republicans and conservatives via cancel culture prevent many supporters of Trump from sharing their political views with pollsters, Gaynor stated. "We're the era now, where if you even have a Trump bumper sticker on your car, not only can your car get vandalized, but someone can photograph you, go and complain to your business, and you can lose your job," Gaynor stated. "People aren't idiots. People realize that if they go public with their politics, they could have their lives destroyed." Oversampling of Democrats is a common flaw in modern polling, Gaynor added. He said, "What happens in major polling all the time is they play games about sampling. It has been happening for years, and polling has gotten increasingly bogus, in part because people rely on cell phones, and polling doesn't do a good job of polling people on cell phones. A lot of people who like the president are not going to tell strangers they like the president," concurred Marlow. "People are underestimating how bubbled and hysterical the media are, and how that doesn't actually affect every voter that is out there." Marlow concluded, "The polls are not taking into account the genuine fear that Trump's supporters have been talking to strangers." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.